All right, wrapping up the hour, college baseball starts next week. And the SEC, which puts things in place that everybody else follows. So the SEC baseball tournament, which in Hoover, Alabama, is just a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to survive there. I mean, you play a lot of baseball. There's rain. You're playing at 2:30 in the morning. But one of the best things they ever did is they instituted the mercy rule. You know, through seven, if you're up by 10, the game is over.
Especially when you start running out of pitching, it gets ragtag. Like, you need that.
Especially in conference tournaments.
Right.
Where you're playing back to back to back, and you're trying to preserve things for the following week when you get to the NCAA tournament. They are now going to do the mercy rule in conference games.
It's good.
So a conference weekend in the SEC, the 10-run rule will be in place after seven innings. Can we get that in other conference tournaments? And then my next request would be, could we ever get that in the College World Series?
No.
Okay. I'm just checking for people that when you get to the seventh inning and it's 12-2 and there's really no shot that the other team is going to come back.
We love
shiny things. You can't just bang it and say, hey, fans, we gave you seven innings.
Yeah. We gave you a lot of runs.
Nobody's at the ticket office going, where's my other two innings?
Yeah, I really doubt anybody would be complaining too much about it, but hell no. They will never do that.
I mean, we have running clocks in sports now, especially in high school. We have we have the 10-run rule and after five or after seven. Now the SEC is going to put it in for the conference games.
Now,
I think it'd be a great idea for the Big Ten.
I do,
the
too.
Big East.
So, I mean, well,
even the Summit.
You mentioned the 2:30 a.m. games in Hoover. I mean, we've seen some pretty late night affairs at the Big Ten tournament as well. And not necessarily because of a run rule, but sometimes it just moves slow. But I think if it did, now I will backtrack a little bit with the CWS. If it did become universal, and it could, you know, you get a trickle down effect if it became universal, I mean, you feel like you probably would have to at least consider it. It would take a lot for the College World Series to ever say, and ESPN to say, yeah, we're good with a mercy rule. But if it's sort of the norm from regular season to postseason play in college baseball, at least at the Division I level, you have a shot. I still think it would be a long shot, but you'd have a shot. But yeah, I think of a lot of those conference tournaments where you get in an elimination type situation and you're throwing out a guy that has either logged maybe three innings out of the bullpen as a starter and just doesn't have it. Your bullpen is taxed. It either becomes a hit fest or a walk fest. And I mean, it's a merry-go-round. The game is dragging. You're just beating a team into submission by 15, 16 runs, yet you're only in the fifth or sixth inning. You know, what's the point of that? And I think both teams would tell you. I think the team that is getting destroyed was also going to tell you, yeah, we weren't really thinking of the dugout. Hey, we just need one big inning, one crooked number, and we're good. So, yeah, I think just from a preservation standpoint with those teams, it I'm glad to see that happen. And I think it does need to become a little bit more commonplace in throughout college baseball and postseason in conference tournaments.
I mean, it is kind of rare, the College World Series or at the Women's College World Series in Oklahoma City, that you just have pure routes.
But, yeah, it doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen.
But in softball, and when the championship is on the line, they play to completion. I know that. But the College World Series in Oklahoma City this year, because of OU, I mean, we had some...
Yeah.
And then the championship series, we had some bludgeonings that probably would have been better to just end after five innings.
Yeah, I mean, do you think
instead of 15-0 was one of the games, I believe?
In a championship series, you just say, okay, yeah, I mean, it's nine innings regardless of the score. But in pool play, if you have, again, this is if it's pretty much universal in all conference tournaments. If you get to that point, would there be anything wrong with pool play that you have a mercy rule until you get to the championship series?
I don't know. College baseball is evolving a bit.
Mm-hmm.
They are listening to their constituents a little bit more and making changes. This might be a drastic one, but I'm glad that they are, the SEC, which, you know, kind of in baseball, they carry the lead and then people follow. Hopefully this has a trickle down. I think for conference tournaments, I think this is a no-brainer.
Yep.
Absolute no-brainer. Now, in the regular season, there might be some coaches that are hesitant, but it works in the SEC. Why can't it work elsewhere?
Right.
All right, coming up in the next hour, Sam McEwen will join us. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.